Today we're going to talk about the upcoming advisory board meetings with North Dakota Game and Fish Department's Deputy Director Scott Peterson. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Scott. Scott, what are the advisory board meetings and what is the advisory board for the Game and Fish Department?
So the way this is structured, Mike, and it is all set up in state law, that there are 8 different advisory districts scattered across the state of North Dakota. And each of those districts has an advisory board member that represents that district. And those advisory board members are appointed by the governor. And they represent the sportsmen and women of that district, and they serve for a 4-year term, and they have the opportunity to have that extended for an additional 4-year term, and then after that 8 years, typically the governor needs to find a new appointee. But by law also, each one of those advisory board members is required to hold a meeting in their district, in their respective district, twice per year. And that's what these meetings are all about. And they're basically set up to hear from area sportsmen and women about some of the issues going on in their district. And so then at the conclusion of these meetings, the advisory board itself meets twice a year also, and typically in June and then again in December. And if they have any recommendations that they take from those advisory board meetings across the state, they can forward those recommendations to the governor.
Scott, as you said, there'll be 8 different meetings around the state. What are the topics for this spring's meetings?
So the way we structure the meetings, Mike, and there's typically a few topics of discussion that we would like to get out to the public, topics that are pertinent and timely, and then we talk about those agenda topics, and then we always like to leave at least an hour or sometimes more than an hour to hear about topics that the audience wants to talk about. And so the topics that we're going to talk about this time, number one, we've got big game issues on the agenda. And while big game issues is a broad subject, it's going to cover a lot of different areas. And I'm guessing we'll talk about expected permit numbers, you know, for the different areas of the state. And even though we don't really have those set just yet, you know, we're going to be able to talk about those in generalities, whether or not we think they're going to be up or down. You know, epizootic hemorrhagic disease was a big thing in certain parts of the state last fall.
And also known as EHD
to most people. EHD, yep, exactly. And so that is going to be, I'm guessing, a topic of discussion, because that too will drive permit numbers in those areas. We anticipate permit numbers going to be lower in those areas because of those die-offs because of EHD. Wouldn't be surprised if chronic wasting disease came up in that conversation as well. And so, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things to talk about big game issues. The other thing that we have on our agenda is to talk about the recent changes in our fishing proclamation. Like, as you know, the fishing season, the proclamation just became in effect on April 1st. And there's a few changes in the fishing proc that we would like to get out to the public as well and explain what they mean.
Okay, and like you said, this is a great place for the general public to voice any concerns or any topics that they want to talk about.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. And even though we're very proud of the fact here at Game and Fish that we truly do have an open door policy, it's not that we don't want to discourage our constituents or our customers or stakeholders from calling or stopping by, but these are an excellent place for people to come and visit about, again, not just the things that we want them to hear about, but they may have questions about things that they want to talk about, and this is a perfect sounding board for them.
In the past, we've actually had management decisions sometimes based off of these meetings and the comments from the general public.
That's right, Michael. We do get a lot of good comments and good ideas from the folks out there, and different ways that maybe we can tweak something, maybe make it better, or potential legislative actions. And that's exactly where a lot of this starts from. Yes.
Okay, Scott. How can somebody find out where these meetings are?
Well, you know, we put that out in a lot of different media outlets, but the best place would be on our website, gf.nd.gov, would be a great place to go and look and find out when and where we're coming to your community.
And if you can't make the meeting, there's one meeting that will be live streamed, and that's the Bismarck meeting on Tuesday, April 26th.
That's correct, Mike. And the reason for that is, you know, across the state at last year's advisory board circuit, we heard several people say that, you know, that they couldn't make a meeting for one reason or another, and that they really would have liked to have seen at least one live streamed. And so no matter where you're at, you can tune into that, and that's right. And obviously, we think that's a great idea, but it also works best for us if it's in Bismarck, because logistically we have the equipment here, we you know, everything's set up, and so that will be live streamed from Bismarck. And that one, in addition to being live streamed, is also open to the public as well.
Sure, keeping up with today's technology.
Today's technology, right.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.